On page Kuf Yud Ches, the Rebbe was talking about how to deal with different types of hargoshes that a person has: stam hargoshes, hargoshes and gashmias, and hisrakshes and gashmias, and how to use the hisrakshes and gashmias for avodas Hashem. And he brought the Torah from the tzaddikim, from the Baal Shem Tov, another tzaddikim. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, "Kimimenu nikach labas Hashem," "Kimimenu nikach labas Hashem," that we're going to take everything, labas Hashem, everything, everything in our lives, all the behemoths, the boka, the tzayin, everything, all that is part of us, all the chelik bahami, even the part of us that is animalistic and the Ra, even the Hisrakshis for something that is impure or unholy, the Avoid of the Jew is Mimenu Nikach Lavet Hashem, which is a very big Yisayt in the Torah of Baal Shem. And the Rebbe goes on to explain on page Kuf Yud Ches, the paragraph beginning with the word Aval Eich Oisim says, but it's very hard, he says, to do this when a person doesn't really recognize the Ra that's inside of him and the Nemuchias, that which is low inside of him, and understand it for what it really is. In order for a person to be able to heal those machshavas those thoughts, those feelings, and those midas, and all the other inclinations towards self-destruction, by using the different eitzes and tachbulas, the way that a doctor prescribes to a person different eitzes and tachbulas how to heal himself physically, how to be cured. A person first has to recognize and be honest about, and to, there first has to be a diagnosis of what's wrong, and to be able to understand all the tahaluchais, all the ways and all the natiyas and efforts that he has. Each person is different, and just like you have with someone who is physically ill, he says, "Kama shirayfe haguf makir es haguf b'chol protov." To be an effective doctor, a person has to recognize all the prote protom of the body and how they work. So too, when it comes to the machlois, when it comes to those things that are not well with us in ruchnius, in avodas Hashem, in midas, and in all the natiyas and nefesh, a person has to know all the prote protom of who he is. He says we're going to talk about this more later on. Nevertheless, I'll tell you this: I'm going to give you, he says, a general Mahalacha Skula to deal with these Natiyas and Nefesh and these Hargeshias that are not holy. He says, not that I'm promising you that you're going to be able to, with this to vanquish the Yetzirah entirely. Like to say to the Yetzirah, Gir Benech, like there's an arrow in your eyes, you know, to totally overcome the Yetzirah. Kidavra Mukhla to Batuach Kezeh, Asher Yivatla Gamre Yetzirah Yetzirah Vabachira, Engle Mitzirah Klal. He says, I could help you in a general way. He says, first of all, each person, in order to deal with his own personal situation, he has to understand his own personal natiyas and nefesh and so on, and to be honest about all of these things. And even then, to give a general way to overcome the Yetzer entirely, ad kedei kach, that it'll be totally destroyed in your life, and you'll no longer have that bechira, you'll no longer feel that pull, that drive towards Ra. Ein b'metzias klal, that I can't say that there's such a thing that I could offer you. But I can tell you, but I'm going to give you a skula. I'm going to give you something to work on. That if you won't be lazy and you'll work and you'll use what I'm telling you, you'll work with it. Then you'll see it'll help you a lot. I can't promise anybody because each person is different, and it all depends on how much you work at this. I can't promise you that it's going to be completely successful, but harbe, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, it's going to help you. And you yourself will be astonished at how effective and how powerful this skula is. So first of all, he goes and he explains, Shlomo HaMelech Omar. Shlomo HaMelech said, Chazisa Ish Atz Bedvarav Tikva L'Ksil Mimenu. Chazisa ish otz, have you seen the man who is hasty? Chazisa ish otz bedvarav. Otz bedvarav, the Mepharshim say, somebody who is rushing, somebody who is in a hurry. Chazisa ish otz bedvarav, tikva l'ktzil mimenu. There is more hope for the fool than for him. As a person who is hasty, a person who does things without Yishev Hadas, that person, there is more hope for the fool than for this person. Even this person could be an intelligent person, but if he does things in such a way without Yishev Hadas, then there's very little hope for him. The pasuk in Kriyat Shema that we say you will be quickly destroyed, or you'll be quickly sent away from Eretz Yisrael. Va'avadta mehera. The Baal Shem Tov learned on a deeper level it means shetzarech adam la'abed es hamehiras. That the Torah is telling us va'avadta mehera. You must do away with that mida of mehiras, that mida of trying to rush through everything. Va'avadta, get rid of mehera. Get rid of that mida of mehera. Obviously, he's not talking about the wonderful characteristic of zrizus, of doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim in a way where you're not lazy, in a way where you care for every single detail. That's one of the greatest midas of all. But vavadata mehera is mehiras. That's something else. Adkan l'shayna hakadosh. Haynu shia b'dayim yushavis v'lo b'mehiras. The ikkar is that every begins before he can go further with this, with helping us with the hegeshes of the Yetzer Hara and so on, he says that the first thing is that a person has to work on Vavadata Mehera, La'abed Es HaMehiras, to get rid of this need of Mehiras, of this need to rush through everything and to do things without Yishev Hadas. That a person should have a day of Yushevus, Yishev Hadas. The imba avayda b'chlal kashla la'ish la'avid v'ena b'yishev Hadas, rak b'mehiras. And if that's the case, when it comes to any avayda, anything that you're doing in life, if you don't have Yishev Hadas, but you try to rush through what you're doing, it's going to be very, very hard to do what you have to do. So then, Kal v'chaim, Ben b'noishal Kal v'chaim, about avodas hamachshava. Then how much more so when it comes to avodas hamachshava? Well, there's even any physical avoda. If it's done without Yishev Hadas, it'll usually, something will go wrong. Something will go wrong. And if that's the case, when it comes to avoda in physical things, so achas kama v'kama, how much more so when it comes to your way of thinking? And if I'm going to give you aids, I'm going to try to recommend things that could help you to be in control of your thoughts and control of your emotions. If you're not going to do these things with Yishev Hadas, if you're going to be a person that's caught up in the frenzy of Mehiras, which we know is nowadays is the biggest yetzahara that causes a terrible churban in our lives, the lack of yishuv hadas. So he says, "Kisheroitz l'stakel machshav the lifo ba alatzmai, heim lifo la machshav ba atzmai shleitahel kehefke sharv tikunim arabim the chutzim la." That if a person wants to work on his machshavas, to be able to be in control of his thoughts, that it shouldn't be like hefke, that a person's thoughts shouldn't be like anything that comes into your head, that it's like a total wilderness. And anything that pops into your head, that it could take over your thoughts. Or if you're trying to use the machshava, the koyach of thinking, to be able to control your emotions, in order to transform that which is wrong into that which is good. Whatever it is that you're trying to do with your machshavas, it's not possible to even get started. It's not possible to even get started to accomplish anything. If you're an ishma here, if you're always rushing, if you're in a hurry, if you're rushing, you can't accomplish anything. The machshavas of a person can only come under one's control and be within one's rishus if a person is in this bechina of vavadatam mehera, of getting rid of the mehera, like the Baal Shem Tov said, vavadatam, get rid of that mid of mehirus, because mehirus does not allow a person to live with his machshavas and to use his machshavas. It could be called to prevent the hefkeris of machshava, that whatever comes into your mind, you should just take over your thoughts, and then B, to be able to use your machshavas to control your hageshis, to control your emotions. Unless you have yishuv hadas, unless you're balabas, or your machshavas are not compulsive and rushing, if you don't have yishuv hadas, you can't work with your machshavas. Shir shabashum eifin of yilah haschal ba imhu ishma hir v'im yaschal v'mehirus od karavu lehefzid melischar. And if you're stuck in this way of mehirus, of being an ishma bulbul, a person of confusion, of behilus, of bewilderment, of not having yishuv hadas, then it's more likely that there's going to be harm than good. Because the nature of a person who's an ishma here, who's rushing, the nature is that everything becomes ruined and crooked. And this person, thinks that he already spent a little bit of time learning Chavos HaTalmidim, and he learned a little bit, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, and he's already misakin everything, and he does Mesil Shasharim for 15 minutes a day. So everything is fixed, everything is okay. Because his nature is, as we learned in Chavos HaTalmidim, his nature is that he wants to get through everything quickly. He wants to feel that he's finished with something. He wants to patter himself up. He's already accomplished this. That desire to be done with something and not to have yishuv hadas, so that prevents a person from ever truly being misakin himself and truly being a person who is a baal machshava. Therefore, I must warn you with this warning of the Baal Shem Tov, Bocha v'avrei chosid, hein alein yonim she'avarta ad kai. Regarding everything that you learned until now, whatever that you've been learning until now, that we've been learning until this point, and regarding that which I'm about to speak about, and I'm telling you, that if you truly want Bez Hashem to be successful in using these eitzes that I'm giving you, and to be a person that is able to be on that madrega, k'mimeno nikach la'avodas Hashem, kodem kol, to be a person that is able to prevent yourself from being taken over by the Yetzer Hara, by things that are destructive, and B, to be able to take those kaiches of what k'mimeno nikach la'avodas Hashem, to use all of one's feelings, all of one's emotions, all of the hargeishias for the purpose of serving Hashem Isbarach, to lift up all the hargeishias, which is such a big inyan in avodas Hashem. If you want that, there has to be a yishar das. You have to be prepared to work on this gradually and carefully and with patience. V'im shaykeika nafshecha lakachas resna memshala al guvcha machshavayso midesecha. And if you truly are determined to take the reign of and to rule over your body and your thoughts and your midas, biyadacha, to take control in your hands over your guf, over your body, and your machshavas and your midas, as leitahei otz, don't be in a hurry, don't be impatient, don't rush. Achva vadata mehera, get rid of that mida of mehiris. Vavadata mehera. Kepeus kvaid kedushas ad magdashenu habal shamtav zatzah. Sheta'abe desa mehiris. Sheta'abe desa mehiris. Rak benachas ubiyishav hadas. A person can only accomplish this with nachas and yishav hadas. Vachol davet estakel abemis lebi remiya atzmis. To look carefully into everything, and carefully and patiently. Lebi remiya atzmis, not with self-delusion. The person that's in that way of mehiris, of lacking yishav hadas, most often he's fooling himself to think that he was able to be misakin something, and he was never really misakin that. But since he wants to be finished with the inyan, he doesn't want to work on it and to go over and over like it was just anybody that's been learning this from the Bavavi Mishkan Evne, and you see, and including the Shabbos Sefer Eichem, but especially Bavavi Mishkan Evne, you see how he goes over the Nakuda 100 times. He goes over the Nakuda 100 times, and he warns anybody who's learning his Svarim. He says that if you're looking for some interesting ideas and for some nuchap, and you want to be able to like say something over and to have some brilliant and novel insights into different inyanim and Yiddishkeit. So he writes to that. That's not what the sefer is about. That's not what his forum is about. That's why you see that he's repeating. He goes back over every nakuda 10 times, 20 times, and he says even if it takes you have to go over this inyan 1,000 times, 2,000 times, 10,000. He says to go over this nakuda. Because that is the only way that a person can truly accomplish something in avodas Hashem. But nowadays, when everything is with mehiras, you know, people, if we're able to have 40,000 songs on your iPod, and you're able to scroll up and down, I think I told you the other day that I was speaking to the, a few weeks ago, Sesma Chosen Rabbi Kron, he was telling me. He was telling me that he went to, he was in a cheder, and he went over to the little boy, and he asked the little boy, where is this in Rashi or something? So the boy said to him, one second, I'm scrolling down. With his eyes, he said the words like in the computer. That's right, that's how you say scrolling, means to go with that thing. So the kid, he said with his eyes, he called it, I'm scrolling, one second. He was trying to find that Rashi or something. So everything now is the whole the whole avoida now of the world is to do things by mehiris. By mehiris, people are very upset and they're constantly upgrading the speed of their computer. I don't know how that works and how people come and make it faster and faster and faster. I don't. It's that a person that it used to be that something that would take 2 weeks on a computer, that if it takes more than 2 seconds, then the person's annoyed, and he's already looking for another machine, and he already is, giving that computer away to a yeshiva or something, and it's no good. He's got to find a new one. He's got to find some new hookup or cable thing. I don't know what they call it, but some new system, because he had to wait more than 2 seconds or 3 seconds, so he's very, very annoyed that he couldn't accomplish this quickly. And the whole teva hadvarim is that everything is b'mehirus. And I think this, everybody knows that this causes a tremendous chur, because it carries over into how we learn, and when it comes to learning, that there needs to be this, everything needs to be, you know, a person's learning, he needs to feel that he's an accomplished talmid chacham after being in yeshiva for 6 months. And that he's a lamdan, you know, and a talmid chacham, and he doesn't have the patience to go through something slowly and with deliberation, and to look at things carefully, and there's, everything is a rush. And the Rebbe couldn't have imagined back then what things would look like. But one thing is certain, that when a person has not worked on this midah of avadta mehera, then he's usually in what the Rebbe just called Rumiya Atzmis. He's usually in a place of self-delusion. He thinks that he's done certain things. He's convinced that he knows certain things. He's certain that he's accomplished certain things. And he hasn't. He hasn't. It's just his nature is to want to be finished with something very quickly, and not to have to be Isaac, and not to have to take the time to repeat and to go over and to be methodical. It's Remiya Atzmus. And this is something that when you see somebody from the older generation, and that very often you see that with the older people, the things, not just because of their old age, but the nature of how they were raised was to do things with patience, and to do things. You know, whenever I was with my father, I told him many times that he wanted like me to learn how to fix things, and he would, like, when I was a kid, he would bring me with him. My father was very handy, and he wanted me to come and like to watch, and I never caught on. I couldn't take the amount of time that it would. My father would do everything, and he would go over it again, and he would make sure that everything was this way, and I just wanted this, you know, like if I had some toy for my father to do or something, we're going to put up a basketball thing, so I just wanted that thing, I wanted to start playing, you know, and my father would like, you know, spend all this time, he'd explain it to me and talk about it and how to do it, and this is how it's going to be, and then if something was not 100%, he'd say, we have to take it apart and do it like this, and I said, that's good, it'll work. My father said, no, that's not how you do it. You have to do it 100%. We weren't raised like that. We were raised like, you know, just to get over with it. And to be able to have that pleasure, whatever it is that you're seeking. If that pleasure is to play ball, or if that pleasure is to just tell your boys that I'm done. You know, I finished this in you. And because of that, this constant problem of Remiya Atzmus, of self-delusion. It's really not the right thing. It's really not a good job. You really are not at all near completion. You haven't been misakin the thing. But you fool yourself into thinking that you have. Because that's the way of a person who's an ish atz bedvarv, a person that Shlomo Melech says does things with mehiras. That's what Shlomo Melech was saying. That the person... Have you seen the man who is hasty? There is more hope for the fool than for him. And in the years growing up, and that I was zeicher to learn by we were, you know, to have great talmid chachamim. There was always something that was so clear for my rebbeim, how they were so careful and deliberate in their learning, and to go over in the kuda, and to think about it, and to go over it again, and how for the boys in this year we would get impatient because we were saying it's good. Well, we didn't say, we say it's fine, you know, maybe it's fine, it's a great shiur, it's a great svara, and nachamal 10 times, 15 times to go through taisus again to understand that we don't have it 100%, and that's not how nowadays the you know, it's the American Rebbeim, the American Shiurim. I'm not talking about covering ground. We covered more ground. But it's to say, now it is to say something quick and to give everybody like a blitz, you know, a gewaldige thing, even though it hasn't been worked out really, really properly. So it doesn't have to, nowadays you go to the Shiurim, it doesn't have to work out with the words either. It doesn't have to fit into the words of the Gemara, as long as it's like exciting. It doesn't have to fit into the words. There was no such thing. I remember sitting by my Rebbe Rav David Lutz Zeichel Tzadik Rosh Lavrach, and I was sitting and on that same line in Rashi, you could go over, you know, for an hour working it through, and we felt like, okay, it's good, you know, Rashi's good. No. And then at the end, it was he would work, and it was refined and perfected, and then it was, and then we saw what that meant. You know what it means? How a lamed and how a true Talmud Chacham learns. A true Talmud Chacham learns instead of you know giving a lecture, you know, some fancy shiur, and everybody being dazzled. It wasn't the way it was done. It was with such care and such patience. And everything was done that way. B'chol, that's how he did everything. He did everything in such a way. But we were always like, you know, in a rush. And you don't end up doing more that way. Anybody that learns knows you don't end up accomplishing more. You just, whatever you do, you don't really have. So you could see, you know, you did 30 blot, 40 blot, 50 blot, you don't have it. Because it was just a rush. You don't have it. You don't really understand it. You never really got to the bottom of the Gemara. It's just the... You wanted to go through it. You wanted to go through it with that impatience. Nothing is accomplished. So that's certainly true when it comes to any avoda and tikkun hamidas and machshavas. A person to work on a midah. What does it mean to work on a midah? So work on a midah. You tell somebody, you know, this person is working on the midah of kaz. He'll be angry if it takes him more than 2 weeks to work on kaz. Like I saw the advertise some book, A Dose of Torah for the Day or something. I saw the newspaper. I don't know, I'm sure it's a beautiful thing. It, like these little bites of a Mishnah, a little piece of Gemara, a little piece of Halacha, a little, like for the man on the run. You know, a little piece of Musar, a little piece of, which, so, I think it's called Daily Dose or something. And again, I'm sure that it's a very chashuv thing. It's going to help a lot of people. I'm not saying it to put it down, God forbid, because any time that a person, and certainly the idea is a very nice idea, because whoever wrote this it understands that people have to have like this, like, you know, it's not like to sit down with the Yeshiva Das and to do something, you know, it's October 20th. October 20th, 8:30 a.m. so the person looks at him and says, he looks, it's 8:32, says, oh my, maybe next year I'll come back to that. I lost it, he said, I missed it. Because that was the 8:30 Torah, you know, of October, that whatever, I don't know if today is October 20th, I don't know. So that was the 8:30 Torah of October 20th that was in your official manual of Torah. And he missed it, so it's chaval. And chaval looked like it was a nice thing. I think it said like Bracious Brother Kibbutz, Shmai Vesaris, something like that. That's chaval. So now he's already on, like, you know, to something else. And the whole, the person has time to learn the Daf Yomi properly. But of course, there's no bigger Torahist in the world that has brought thousands and tens of thousands of people around to learning than the Daf Yomi. But how to do it and to do it properly, and everybody, you know, wants to be hooked up with, you know, with tapes, and they're already going to have surgical, you know, electrodes implanted into the brain that they'll be able to walk in the street. Oh, you don't have to do it. You can use your iPod. You can be walking in the street and you have your iPod in, and you're getting the Daf Yomi, you know, while you're closing some deal at work. You hear that? You hear like the Magid Shia's voice droning on, you know, like. And the maskan of the Gemara is, and you're closing a deal at work, but you have the thing, you have the iPod on, and then, you know, you did the Daf Yomi, you did the Daf, you had your daily dosage. But for a person to work on this avata meher, and that's just when it comes to learning. Certainly, any person knows the churban that happens as a result of mehiras. But how much more so when it comes to midas and tikkun hamachshavos and all of these things, it's a very big problem. But nowadays, you know that that's a, more than ever before, that this inyan of mihiras, of rushing, and remia atzmis, and self-delusion, to think that a person finished something, that he's already accomplished, and he knows that he's finished. Vata noshev hanal. Alayna lahavshit levush hamazoyim miras ha-taivim in chelek nafshayinu. In order for a person to be able to be misakin, to repair that which is wrong within himself, he has to, kodem kol, he has to be able to detect and to dissect and to separate lahavshit levush hamazoyim miras ha-taivim in chelek nafshayinu. The nefesh of a Jew is holy and pure, and there are impurities that become attached and interwound and intertwined into a person's nefesh, and the avodah, the Rebbe says, of separating, of peeling away those things that come from that place, which is the nefesh of Bahamas. When a person has a hisrakshas, when a person gets excited, when a person is excited over something that's not wrong, so you could talk about lifting up, but the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was talking about using which every vart and chassidus is talking about using, yitayvus, and using your Yetzirah to serve Hashem's Bar. But if you don't really know, if you don't take proper care to dissect yourself and to be able to pull away and to identify that which is Ra, that which is really unhealthy, then how could you do this? He says, Zasha'at the Misakshas Razu Shaloi Levad Shad Nisapik Mintava Seinu. He says, what most people are trying to do is to be misapik from their taiva. In other words, what we're hoping, the higher madrega is not just to hold back from one's taiva, to prevent oneself from going ahead with the taiva, although of course one has to try to do that. But in other words, that basic avoid is shlolavad. The most basic avoid of a person is an avoid of his apkus. That means that the Yetzirah is very, very powerful, and you're just screaming and crying not to give in to it, but it's still burning inside of you. But we want more than that. The tachlis of the avoid is not to be always in that matzav of what? Of his apkus. But more, he says, and the levush hamazum yosef lahalbish v'lechaz menafshena, but you're still under the control of the filthy levushim that are completely in control of your nefesh. But we want more than that. Not that it should be burning inside, and every single day and every single minute and every moment that you're walking on the street, it's a melchama, it's a melchama, it's a melchama, and the fire of Ra is burning inside of you. Rak shalaynis ava. The tachlis of our avoid is that we shouldn't have a taira for these things. Shalaynis ava. The chelik nafshenis zeshnis ayra nafshid v'nashlech mi'alav is levushahara. And that part of the hisrakshus, that's impure, that's ugly, that's polluted, that's dirty, that we should be able to take that and to throw it in the garbage, to get rid of it. And then what will happen? Once we're able to identify, to honestly, without self-delusion, to honestly and with patience, to identify that part of us that's ugly, that's impure, and to be able to get rid of that, so then we'll be left with his structures of kedusha. Then we'll be left with his structures, with the excitement, with an excitement of Kedusha. And we'll be able to use those emotions that have now been refined and that are pure, have been purified from the filth that was tangled up inside. Once we've been able to be mafshit that and to remove that levush of impurity, so then we're left with that chelik of the nefesh that the structures can be not only will the Hisrakshas not be a source of bringing us down, but the Hisrakshas, the excitement, will be a way of adding to our Avodas HaKadosh, to increasing our Avodas HaKadosh, and making our Avodas HaKadosh more exciting and more passionate. Ve'ech ze'evshe. But the question, of course, to all of us, how do you do that? How do you get rid of your type? How do you get rid of the ugliness and the darkness that's inside? In the Chavis HaTalmidim, which of course is the Hagdama to the Achshavis HaReichem, in the Chavis HaTalmidim, so the Rebbe was explaining there, from the Pasuk of Sumei Rav Asei Toiv, was the Tzaddikim, the Talmidim Baal Shem Tov said that the Avoida of Sumei Rav Asei Toiv is that initially one's Avoida of Sumerah is not to focus on the Ra inside of oneself. Sumerah, don't make yourself meshuggah with the Ra, and don't focus on the Ra. The Ikur is Asei Toiv. Sumerah, which is the opposite, of course, of the Pshat and the Pasuk, and the opposite of what the Bali Musa make from that Pasuk, that the Bali Musa say that the only way you could ever come to true Asei Toiv is after you've accomplished completely Sumerah. And only when you have totally annihilated the Ra inside of yourself can you truly accept that Taiv is Taiv and believe that the Taiv is Taiv. But the Talmud Baal Shem Tov said Sumei Ra, the Dod Malach was saying Sumei Ra, don't pay attention to the Ra, don't get caught up in the Ra. The Ikir is Asei Taiv, Asei Taiv, to do a lot of Taiv, Asei Taiv. Shetarba b'toyv. That's what he was explaining a lot about. Mechavis atamim. Shetarba b'toyv masim toyvim. Just learn a lot of Torah and do a lot of good things. That there should be a lot of or a lot of light, a lot of luchtekeit to your life, more and more and more or. By dezeh yetzahar yosim emcha. And by doing that, by the asei toyv mimela, the ra is going to melt away. Mimela is going to disappear. We explain many times, it says in the Mor Veshemesh and the Bnei Yisoschon, other tzaddikim, how they explain the Baal Tanya and all the tzaddikim, the machloikis, between Veshem Beis Hillel, by Chanukah, the machloikis of what's the Seder, is the Seder to be Moisef HaHelech, like Beis Hillel, one candle, then two candles, then three candles, or is the Seder from eight, like Veshamay, and to go down to one. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Veshamay held, like the Balei Musa, that Veshamay held that you have to first burn away with a big fire all the darkness. And then maybe, Kulei Hai, maybe you'll be able to extract an akud of light after burning away with a big fire, to burn away all that's wrong. So Avodah Beis Hillel was the Gehalach, Moisef HaHelech was to add light, And when you add light, Mimela the Choshech will begin to dissipate. So the Avodah that the Rebbe was talking about in Chavis HaTalmidim, the Avodah there is for young Bachram. Chavis HaTalmidim was written for the younger Bachram. The Ikar is Shetarba B'Torah Masam Toivim, a lot of Torah and a lot of Masam Toivim. Just a lot of light. And that's the same for anybody that's beginning in their journey of Avodas Hashem. Especially if you have a person that was, or even an older person, but was caught up in a lot of terrible, terrible things and all kinds of taivis and so on. So the ikur is that he should go over to the side of Kedusha and to begin to do things, to do things that are good, to do things that are holy. And mimela, much of the ra will begin to disappear. However, people like ourselves, the Rebbe says, could we actually delude ourselves into thinking that we've actually destroyed the Yetzirah? Those who are learning a lot and doing a lot of mitzvahs and masim tovim, but everybody knows that it's just a matter of time. And then the Eight Sahara, it means you're busy with all kinds of good things. And you're doing learning and mitzvahs and masim tovim. Everybody knows that doesn't mean that the Eight Sahara has been eliminated. And when a person's working in that way of Sumei Rav Asei Toiv, even though, as we learned, that initially it's absolutely crucial that a person not focus not focus on Ra. That's why the Seder of the Yom Tovim is that Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur. And Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur means the Indian of Rosh Hashanah is we don't talk about any Ra in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah we don't talk about Yetzirah, we don't talk about evil on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah would just, Rosh Hashanah is a huge light. Rosh Hashanah is just HaMelech. Rosh Hashanah is a gewaldic simcha and behirus and to be mamlech Hashem Yisbarach in a positive way. And only afterwards, when a person through the avoda of hamlochas Hashem, and in Rosh Hashanah we don't talk about Ra at all, we don't talk about Averis at all, because the ikar of Rosh Hashanah is sumei Ra, not to look at the Ra. The ikar is asei toiv. And after that, we can come to the Madrega then, which the Rebbe is talking about now. Once there's been that infusion of that which is positive and holy and good into a person, and he has a stronger feeling of what he wants to do in life and who he wants to be, and to be part of Malchus Hashem is what he wants. So then he's able to go back and to honestly return to the nekudas inside of himself that are unhealthy. And that's what Yom Kippur, I says my truth in Yom Kippur means, all the al-chaids and all the nekudas of Ra, to be able to work on them. But if a person would begin, if it would be right away Yom Kippur, then everything would, we wouldn't accomplish anything, because everything would either be totally good or totally bad. It would be totally good or totally bad. Either we would say, there's no problem at all, I'm fine. And I don't know what all these al-chaids are about, maybe it's about somebody else, it's not about me, I'm fine. It would be totally good, everything would be gewaldic, that would be that type of a delusion. Or it would be totally bad. Totally bad means that this is impossible. It's impossible, there's no hope for me at all. That's what we see, the whole thing with Cain, what happened to Cain. Hein gerashta, you see, that feeling that Cain had. When Cain looked at himself, so like most people, the question is there anything wrong with me, or is everything wrong with me? So either one of those, you know, to delude yourself to think that there's nothing wrong with you is a big problem, and then to delude yourself into thinking that everything is wrong with you could be even a worse problem. It's a terrible problem. So that hergish that Cain had, the Varsham wants to have nothing to do with me. So that's a terrible mistake. The whole Mahalach, if you see the din and dvarim that the Varsham has with Cain, that he has with Cain, and it's also with other Marishim. But how the Baruch Shalom is giving Cain a chance to work the Indian out, and he says, "Vayomer Hashem al Cain, lama charalach, lama naflu panacha." To think it over and to be mizbein and halom teitiv seis and moisetiv lepesach hatas roivets, the entire din and dvarim that he has with Cain, that he was upset with his brother, with Hevel, and then. The Baruch Shalom tells him, when he says, Vayomer Cain al Hashem, so Cain says, God la avayni mitzayi, hein gerashta isi hayoi me'al pnei hadom. That feeling of hein gerashta isi. In other words, that I'm so completely and totally lost, that there's no way that I could ever change my life, there's no way that I could ever come back. You see by other Marishan also. And it says, "Vayikra Hashem l'kim el adam v'yom el ayeka." So the Baruch Shem, now we're talking about Adam Erishin, right? So after the Chay, so the Baruch Shem calls out to Adam. He says, "Ayeka, Ayeka." You know, like it says in the Sfar Makadoshim, you know, where are you holding? You know, in your avoda, Ayeka. Bemis, you know, who are you, Ayeka? Where are you? It wasn't asking him where. You know, I don't know where you are. Hashem knows where everybody is. Ayeka. Where are you? Where are you holding? Where are you? So vayom is kolcha shemati bagon va'ira ki eray manaychi ve'icharei. I was afraid that I was naked. So the Sfarim HaKadosh said, I was afraid that I was naked, meaning that I'm absolutely worthless. Eira manaychi, I'm totally, absolutely worthless. That's how a person feels after the chait. I'm naked. And in Mela, what does the person do the rest of his life? What's the next word? Va'echavei. So I hid myself. That's how a person lives in this world. After he does something that he knows was the worst thing that he could ever have done in his life, so he feels the Baruch Shalom saying to him, Ayaka, what's with you? So he says, I was afraid that I felt naked, and therefore I hid myself. That's the story of our lives. That after a person does something that's wrong, instead of in a proper way dealing with it and being misak in it, the person's feeling is that hengarash daisi, like Cain said, it's a foul. And like Adam Rishon, like his father said, ki'erim anaychi. So what does the Baruch Shalom say? Look what the Baruch Shalom says. Who told you that you're naked? A person did an aveira. Who told you that you're naked? Who stayed? Where does it say that you're worthless? Where does it say that you have nothing? Where does it say you're that's the game that the mind plays with you. You ate from the tree. So then man takes another approach. So the first thing is, I'm absolutely worthless, and there's no way in the world that I could ever change. And then the Baruch Shem says, who told you that? So then he tries something different, Adam Arishan. What's the next step in self-delusion? What's the next step? And he says like this, yeah, Taki says, Vayem Adam Ha'isha Shenasati Imadi. He Nasmi Man Ha'itz Va'echos, my wife. It's all self-delusion. The first type of delusion is, it's Taki Chuch Na'arosh Marusha, I'm the biggest Rosh in the world, I'm naked. So the Rosh says, well, what do you mean, you're a Yid? You're naked, you're not naked, you have... What are you talking about? You have a nefesh of a kiss? Are you out of your mind? What do you mean you're naked? So now that's a problem, because if I have all those kaiches, right? Now it's a problem. Then if I'm talking such a gewaldige person, then how do I do such a disgusting thing? So then he tries something else. Then he says, then he tries to avoid taking responsibility. It's not my fault. Because if I'm not naked, if I'm not worthless, if I'm worth something, in other words, if I have kaiches and I'm a big person, then I again have to confront myself, and how did I do that? See, the best thing to do is to say, ki erim anaychi, I'm a naked person, I'm a nobody. You know, if you ask me why do I do such a disgusting thing, the Torah says, I can't help myself. I'm naked. I'm nobody. So the Baruch Shem says, mehikid lucha kermata. I never told you that. I never told you you're naked. I told you that you have unbelievable... I told you I made you in my image, in my dmus. Who told you that you're naked? So, that's not good. That's not good. Because that means that I have a chrayis. You know, if I have a chosh of a person, that means that I really, what I did willfully. I really meant it. So then the next step is, v'yayim ha'odam ha'ishi shenasati madihi nos nalim ha'eitz v'oichel. You're right, I'm not naked, I'm a chosh of a person, but I was duped and tricked, and I'm under the influence of this person. In other words, he refuses to take a chrayis. And so the whole story of the Bria is of the chait of by Adam and Chava, and then later on with Cain, it's all I'm naked, I have no hope, you threw me out. And the Baruch Shalom saying each time, and therefore, what is Adam Harishan say? Therefore, I hid. It doesn't mean hiding from the Baruch Shalom, you can't hide from the Baruch Shalom, it means to hide from yourself. To hide from that cheshbon ha-nefesh of working things out, that you can work things out. So the easiest thing is that instead of working things out, instead of acknowledging honestly and being and being real with yourself and saying, Ataka did this, and I could, I have to work on this, and I could overcome this, and so on. Instead, the person says, Eirim Anachi. The reason that I failed is because I'm a failure. I'm a failure. A kain hengerash, they see. Kol metzoyah hageini. What does it mean, kol metzoyah hageini? Whoever finds me will kill me. What does that mean when Cain said, whoever finds me will kill me? But he was such a pachnan. I mean, whoever finds me. It was so leibedik in the world back then. Whoever finds me will kill me. So we once learned together, like 5 years ago, there's a chassan sefer. Not chassan, but a chassan sefer. The chassan sefer says that kol metzoyah hageini means that I have no ability to overcome any taiv, any yitzhar. Kol metzoyah hageini. Whoever finds me will kill me. It's any yitzhar I have, you know. I'm finished. Like a bracha walks in the street, any girl that passes by, he says, all right, what can I do? I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm yours. I have no control over myself. Kol metzoyah hageini. It's the same philosophy of life. It's the same philosophy of achavei I hide, and hein garashta, kol metzoyah hageini, whoever finds me will kill me. So I have no, I can't win. And the Baruch Shalom says, mihi gidlach. Who says that? That's what it says. Vayesam kain ice. Vayesam kain ice, which the Chassan Sofer explains, which the, it says in the Zohar Kodesh, everything is the ice vav, which the ice ha'emes, the letter of truth, which is the vav. But the ice means, what do you think? You think that you're not holy? You think that you don't have the kaiches to. Vayesam kain ice. That the Baruch Shem says, I'm with you everywhere, every minute of your life, I'm with you. And even if you're not and not, no matter where you are in the world, I'm with you. There's no such thing, hengarash, they say. I don't kick anybody out, the Baruch Shem says. That's not how I operate. There's nobody that's kicked out. The fact that you're not in Gan Eden doesn't mean that I kicked you out of my presence. But you're saying, hengarash, they say, I'm naked. A person that what the Rebbe saying over here is Avalim Yeshul Hashem Nadamish and Hargis Yetzirah Lagamrei. But are we deluding ourselves to think that there's no Yetzirah at all? See, a person that's the Ve'echave, that's the hiding. The hiding is that to make believe that there's no snake and there's no Yetzirah and everything was just like a bad dream. And then Ve'echave, how does one then one hides by doing what? By either saying that I have absolutely no kaiches to overcome the Yetzirah, or by saying that this way if there's no Yetzirah, either he deludes himself to say that everything is fine, everything's 100%, or to say that it's impossible for me to change, I can't do anything about it. So they'd be saying we have to be honest. People like ourselves, can we delude ourselves into thinking that everything is fine and that by doing a lot of mitzvahs and by learning a lot of Torah that the Yetzirah, the Nachash, the snake has disappeared from our lives? He's not there. It's true that the Avaida has to be, especially in the beginning, I say toiv, the Rosh Hashanah and Malchus, and not to think about, not to revisit all of the Ra, not to think about all of the Averis. The Iker is I say toiv. But a person can't delude himself into thinking, that's only at the beginning of one's Avodah, but a person obviously has to come to Yom Kippur, he has to come back and to take a look, but now it's a healthy look. It's not a look of Hengarash, they see, of Eir Manaychi. After Rosh Hashanah, you don't feel that you're naked. Imagine if you come right to Yom Kippur. If you come to Yom Kippur, everybody would say, what am I? Al-Khaitz. It's either Ve'er Manaychi, it's either I'm totally naked and you're talking to the wrong guy because there's no point in having a discussion about doing tshuva with a guy like me because Hein Gerash, they see Ve'er Manaychi, or a person just points to his wife and says, Isha Shanesatim, Nesna Menesrach. What do you want? It's the conditions of my life. You got me into a big mess. Isha doesn't only mean your wife. It means your panos. It means your charus. It means your yeshiva. It means your parents. It means whatever your zivug. You know, all your zivug in life. Whatever your lot is in life. That's what it means. Isha shenasati imadi. Whatever it is. If I would be rich, then I would be a big avid Hashem. If I would be born to a firm family, I'd be bigger. When you point and you say, Isha shenasati imadi, the Isha means any zivug that you have that you blame for your downfall. It could be your wife. could be, you know, I was talking to a bacher yesterday, and he's because the Rebbe called me about something and that he's not learning this book. So I asked him what's the matter, what's going on. He said Ksubas was never my Masechta. Ksubas is not, that's what learning. So I said, what was last month? So he said to me, last month was Baba Kama. So I said, was Baba Kama was that your Masechta? He said, yeah, Baba Kama. I mean, if I call your Rebbe and ask him how to go with Baba Kama, he would be very, very excited about Baba Kama. So he said, no, don't call my Rebbe. So I said, so why don't you just tell me? I said, is this Masechta, that Masechta, everybody that learns knows that you have more of a Shaychus to one Masechta over another, and sometimes you can't get excited as much over this Masechta. Of course, everybody has a Shaychus in which Masechta, but that's true. It's true. But it's the same thing. Haishish and Asati mother, you know why I'm not learning? Because you gave me such a zivik, it's called Ksubas. What kind of a shidduch is Ksubas? If you would give me something like Sanhedrin, oh, then I would learn. That's always that running away. It's all v'echave, tahai. So the Rebbe says, can we fool ourselves and think that when the king Lagamri, Shebelei Shum Taiv Elayelam. So the Rosh Hashanah gave us first the Rosh Hashanah, and then after Rosh Hashanah, a person wants to be close to the Rosh Hashanah. He wants to be part of the Malchus, and then mainly he can come to the Al-Chaitz and to say, this Taka problem, to see what I can do and to try to get rid of it. But otherwise, can a person go on hiding his entire life? He says in the show, can we say that the Eitz Sahara, can we be certain that the Eitz Sahara is not going to get the better of us, and each person according to his own matziv? So the question is, what can the unfortunate person do at that ugly hour, at that ugly moment when the Eitz Sahara is there, and you're honest enough and you're not hiding and you're saying, uh-oh, and you're not blaming something else, you just have to face the ugliness of what's still going on inside of you. What can you do then? What can you do at that moment when you're facing the nachash again, the snake is there again in your life? What could you do at that moment to weaken the power of the snake and the hisrakshas that's trying to destroy you, that terrible hisrakshas that could destroy you? What can you do then? What's a powerful schooler? So the Rebbe is going to begin, which we'll start with the Mishnah next week. I mean, of course, until then, nobody should do any aveiros. but the Rebbe is going to begin with an eitz that's hard. It's going to be hard that we're going to have to work on a little bit to understand. The Rebbe gives an eitz, which he sees as an eitz pshuta, a way of thinking how to deal with that Yetzirah when you're facing it, and the delusion is over. There's no game. This is what it is, and you either win or you lose. And the Rebbe gives an eitzah of how to be metapled one's machshavas at that moment when all else has failed. What to do at that moment when all else has failed. So that's what Mishnah will continue next week.